It's Thursday, April 25th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in Nepal arrested 5 Christians, including an American citizen, on Tuesday, charging them with attempts to proselytize, reports International Christian Concern. The American citizen, Liana Sequanda, may be deported from Nepal and banned from returning. The other Christians face criminal charges in the local courts. Religious freedom has been deteriorating in Nepal, especially since an anti-conversion law was passed last year, banning Christian evangelism. Acts 5:29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." In a related story, last year the socialist government of Bolivia amended their penal code to criminalize Christian evangelism. This quickly sparked opposition from evangelical churches in the country, who rallied for prayer and protest to overturn the new law. In response, Bolivian President Morales changed course, asking for evangelical churches to help draft new legislation to recognize churches. And just this week, President Morales officially recognized evangelical churches and institutions, saying, quote, "With this law, all churches have the same rights," end quote. Just over half of Americans support an increased role of religion in society, while 18% oppose the idea, according to a new Pew Research study. With 27 countries surveyed, the global average of support for more religious influence was 39%, while the average opposition was 13%. Countries in sub-Saharan Africa like Kenya and Nigeria were well above average in their support for religion, while countries in Western Europe, like the Netherlands and France, stood out for their opposition to religion. Psalm 22, verses 27 to 28 reminds us that all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. On Tuesday, the Trump administration secured the removal of language in favor of abortion from a United Nations resolution against rape in war zones, reports LifeSite News. The UN Security Council has been considering language that would open the door to supporting abortion in cases where women were subjected to sexual violence. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney addressed the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast on Tuesday, a conservative and religious yearly gathering in Washington, D.C. Mulvaney said President Trump has allowed Christians to be, quote, "very vocal about their faith, and to practice their faith, and to take their faith and work it into our policies," end quote. As an example, Mulvaney noted Trump's efforts to return Pastor Andrew Brunson from imprisonment in Turkey, and shared how the president has told other world leaders in meetings that they are, quote, "not doing enough to take care of the Christians in their country," end quote. The U.S. Supreme Court announced Monday that it will take 3 religious liberty cases involving so-called homosexual rights. The issue at stake is whether the sex discrimination protections in the 1964 Civil Rights Act also include people pretending to be the opposite sex and people committed to sexual perversions. One particular case involving Harris Funeral Homes involves a Christian-owned Michigan funeral home that was sued for firing a transgender person who refused to comply with the company's dress policy. In a terrible incident, 5-year-old Landon Hoffman was viciously thrown by a stranger from the 3rd floor of Minnesota's Mall of America while shopping with his mother and friends on April 12th, reports CBN News. Landon suffered broken arms and legs from the fall, but surprisingly experienced no brain damage. In the terrifying moment, witnesses said Landon's mother shouted, quote, "just pray," end quote. The Hoffman's pastor, Mac Hammond, told his congregation on Resurrection Sunday that Landon's recovery has been miraculous and an example of God's resurrection power. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing.